Let's go to the word of the Lord today. For our thought for the day, our thought today will be humility prayer. And we find these words recorded in Luke the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto the heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, this is a thought on humility prayer. This is a tremendous contrast here in this section of verses here concerning pride and humility. The Pharisee, of course, was proud, and he trusted in himself. You can always tell when people are independent and they trust in themselves rather than the Creator, rather than the living God, because they have a despicable attitude toward other people. And they're all the time eager and anxious to justify themselves, even as this Pharisee did on this occasion. Justifying himself that he was not an extortioner, not unjust, not an adulterer, not even as the publican. And justifying his religious rights and saying that he'd fasted twice in the week, he'd given tithes, and so on. So his religious worship, beloved, was external performance in order to gain credit and favor from people. Because this is what Jesus said that the Pharisees did, that they made long prayers in the synagogues, in the marketplaces, and everywhere in order to gain respect and favor. It was an external performance without any inner voice, without any inner soul, without any inner humility. And so God rejected this class of prayer. What a beautiful lesson here. To humble means to abase oneself, to bring oneself low, to have a mean, low opinion of oneself. And if we expect God to hear and answer prayer, this gives us a secret of how to approach the presence of God, that we might be accepted and not rejected. And so let us contrast the publican here, that he came and would not as much as even lift up his eyes to heaven. He did not justify himself. He did not exalt himself. He condemned himself. He says, I'm not even worthy to lift up mine eyes to a holy Creator, to a holy God in heaven. So I will close my eyes. I will bow my head. I will humble my heart before God. So we see that the Pharisee started with external performance, and we see that the publican started with internal performance, and that is humbling, that was humbling himself before God. So this is how we start with humble prayer, and that is by internal performance, just between us and God, with no one looking on, not caring, not desiring that anyone see or know what we're doing. So the publican, he started with internal performance, not even lifting up his eyes to heaven, and smote himself upon his breast, making himself unworthy in his own eyes before God. Then he was in such miserable condition, he smote upon his breast as an outward demonstration of his inner misery and groaning and desire to have God forgive him of his sins. He recognized his condition. If we will humble ourselves inwardly, we will recognize our condition, that we have have something to repent of, even as Christians. John said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But beloved, when we cannot see our inner condition and we cannot deal internally with our condition and humble ourselves and confess our need before God, then we too will be like the Pharisees. We will be proud. We will be haughty. We will be arrogant, and we will be despising others and all the time looking down upon them, not realizing that we are no better than they. And so this poor publican, he humbled himself internally. This is what humility prayer is all about. A lot of times I hear people say, well, I accept the will of God. I accept this. I believe this. I believe all things work together for good. But they are not humbling internally. And they do not have that internal performance called humility performance inside between them and God to allow God to open their eyes, to let them see their condition and then meet their need. But this man smote upon his breast as a demonstration of his inner performance, of his inner humiliating process that he was bringing to birth inside of his soul. And so he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And so he was exalting God's nature. God's a God of mercy, and God delights to show mercy. God delights to save his people from their sins. And so he honored God by extolling God's merciful nature. God, be merciful to me. It was an inner performance. It was an inner relationship between him, he and the Lord. And so, beloved, if we will humble ourselves before God and deal inwardly and come with humility, God will hear this type of prayer. This man had his prayer accepted. What a blessing, what a reward to have God to accept our prayer. What a blessing to have the class of knowledge within our soul that we may know how to approach God and to have our prayers accepted with him, the God of the universes. How marvelous to be in contact with him, to be on speaking terms with him, to be on communion terms with him, that he can hear and answer our prayer. So humility opens the way to get our sins forgiven. Humility opens the way to move the arm of God. Prayer is the mighty muscle of the spirit and the soul that will move the mighty arm of omnipotence and omnipresence of God. So let us humble our hearts before him that we might have our prayers answered this day. May this thought be engrafted in your heart this day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the precious privilege that we have to come unto thee through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Teach us, O God, how to pray. Teach us, O God, how to humble our hearts before thee. Teach us, O God, how to perform internal works that will please and satisfy thy hearts, that our prayers might be accepted before thee, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.